Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Luther? Jobber?
In here, Coach.
What are you doing?
Well, some of the gals in Judy's department are throwing her birthday party, so I told them I'd blow up the balloons.
Where's Luther?
He's helping me, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
Actually, I'm blowing up the balloons, and Luther is rubbing them on his head and sticking them to his body.
Luther!
Is this neat or what?
What the hell are you doing?
It's experiment in static electricity, Hayden. It's science.
Did you want us for something, Coach?
Yeah, I'd like to do some work. Do you think we could act like professionals?
Sure. You want to work? Let's do some work.
All right. Let's sit down.
Dobby, you pop the ones on my butt. Okay, let's work.
Okay. I'd like to talk about recruiting. How do you guys feel about flying to California to try to land that Barker kid?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good idea. We've been sending him letters. I think it'd be more impressive if he saw us in person.
Fanciest restaurant in Minneapolis. Another Saturday night shot to hell.
Hayden, I know you're in a bad mood, but I don't ask you to go along in these business dinners very often. But this is important. Mr. Daggett has a chance to sell Channel 6 to the Richmond conglomerate, and he wants my help.
Well, I don't know why you have to perform at dinner like Daggett's trained poodle when you could be curled up at my feet in front of the fire.
Answer the phone. I am going to go check my makeup.
What? Oh, yeah, hi, Daggett. Yeah, we're just hippity-hopping out the door. Really? That's great. Yeah, that's a surprise. Oh, yeah, I'll make sure and tell Christine. Hey, oh, yeah, thanks for calling. Christine, guess who's coming to dinner? Tom Richmond.
You're kidding. I thought he was just sending his people.
Oh, apparently he's in town. I can't believe we're having dinner with Tom Richmond. Tom Richmond's always been a hero of mine, Christine. He owns a professional basketball team. He owns all those TV stations. He even owns his own town.
Well, I'm glad you're finally looking forward to this evening.
Oh, this is great. God, Christine, I am so excited. My head is spinning.
Reading dinner with Tom Richmond.
Oh, Christine, did you ever dream when you were a little girl that one day you'd be living this kind of magical life?
Well, I hope.
Oh, hey, watch your step, sweetheart. I put a rat trap out there on the porch.
You know, I usually hate places like this, but I am really up for tonight. Guess when you're hobnobbing with celebrities, people treat you differently. Make you feel like you belong.
Good evening, Miss Armstrong. It's so good to see you again. Are you with anyone?
She's with me, bozo.
Pardon, monsieur. I didn't see you.
We're with Mr. Daggett's party.
If you'll follow me.
How could he not see me? I could fit him in my pocket.
It's not a obsess on this and let it ruin our evening.
I'm not obsessing on this. I just think people in the restaurant business ought to be able to see their customers.
Christine, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Daggett.
Hello, Hayden.
Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Say, I never congratulated you on a great season.
No, you didn't. Thank you.
Sorry I missed the Pineapple Bowl on Christmas Day. I heard it was some game.
Oh, it took your breath away.
Well, Mrs. Daggett organized a soup kitchen for the homeless on Christmas, and I helped pass out the food.
That's a shame. It was a heck of a game.
Well, there he is, Mr. Richmond. Look at the way he walks into a restaurant. Suddenly he has everybody's attention. Of course, you probably get that, Hayden.
Well, to tell you the
truth... Tom, welcome! Daggett. I'd like you to meet...
Hey, I don't need an introduction. I'd know Christine Armstrong anywhere. Great to meet you.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to meet you. And this is my fiancé, Hayden Fox.
Not the same Hayden Fox who led the Screaming Eagles to a Pineapple Bowl victory this year?
You know me?
I make it a point to know everybody. So come on, let's sit down.
Oh, boy.
Hello. Hello, I'm Christine Armstrong.
Jill Walter, nice to meet you.
So, what's good here?
Everything. Hey, I don't know if you hate French food as much as I do, Tom, but they got a great steak here if you scrape the sauce off.
I took the liberty of sending a bottle of champagne ahead to celebrate this evening.
Well, I'm glad you consider this a celebration.
Well, you see, I always assume things will happen, and then they do.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going to try to remember that.
You don't have to. You can read it in Tom's autobiography. He wrote it.
That's why it's called an autobiography, sweet thing.
Oh.
You'll have to excuse Jill. The only books she seems interested in are pocketbooks.
That's not true.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, honey. She also likes checkbooks. Just kidding. Jill has a book of her own coming out. Don't you, sweetheart? It's called, Tom, would you explain that to me?
Tom, this is a treat. We were all thrilled when we heard you were going to be here in person.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about you for years. Hey, there's a question I want to ask you. Now, you own your own town. In a situation like that, can you park anywhere you want?
I can pee anywhere I want.
Must be like living in paradise.
Must be like living in Venice.
Hey, I like you. You're smart. Jill, you could learn a few things from Ms. Armstrong.
Tom thinks I should go back to school.
She's learned how to bring me my pipe and my slippers, but she still won't heal when I call her.
Tom, you're bad.
So, how did you two meet?
I was a cheerleader for Tom's basketball team.
That's right. I remember the first time I ever saw her. She was at the top of a human pyramid. I was looking at her from my skybox. I said, fire everybody underneath and get her up here.
You didn't really fire everybody.
Honey, they knew I was joking. Don't have me here.
Let's taste some of this lovely champagne. To Tom and to Channel 6, the newest star in the Richmond Empire.
This is good. Is this the stuff you bought in France last year?
The stuff that Jill is referring to was 10 cases of a 1959 Salon. Without a doubt, the finest champagne the world has produced in the last 40 years. Jill also liked a bottle of grape knee-high she had in Nashville.
Tom's been trying to teach me about wine, but when it comes to stuff like this, he says I'm as dumb as the Pope.
No, honey, I said you were as dumb as a post. But that was unkind. I apologize to posts everywhere.
Well, I don't know anything about wine either.
But I'm sure you're capable of learning.
Shall we take a moment to study our menus?
Please, Christine. Look what time it is in Kentucky.
Huh?
Yeah, well, we got to phone your mother on her birthday. If we don't, she's going to fall asleep. Hey, would you excuse us? We'll be right back.
Oh, certainly.
Of course.
What are you doing?
Is it just me or is this guy a jerk?
Oh, it's definitely not you.
No, if he takes one more shot at that girl, I'm going to flatten him.
Hayden, please, tonight is for Mr. Daggett. Don't cause a scene.
Well, I can't sit around here and watch a woman being treated that way. I don't know, maybe I could have a couple of years ago, but thanks to you, sweetheart, I'm just too darn sensitive now.
Look, if he keeps it up, I'll find some graceful way of telling him to stop it. But please, let's do this my way, not your way.
Okay, we'll do it your way. But I gotta tell you something. How come it is every time you meet one of your heroes, you get disappointed?
If it matters to you, I interviewed Mother Teresa once. I wasn't disappointed.
Well, you like everybody.
I hope we weren't gone too long.
Not at all. Daggett and I were just discussing the quarterly report. And Jill asked how often they come out.
I didn't ask how often they came out. I asked why you needed them so often. You're making me sound stupid.
Oh, come on, lighten up, will you? I already told everybody you're not stupid, sweetheart. Hell, the thing that attracted me to Jill most was her brains. I remember seeing you jumping around in that little cheerleader outfit, and I said, hey, I gotta get my hands on those brains.
Christine! Great shot!
Christine, what the hell do you think you're doing?
I just couldn't stand to listen to this anymore, Mr. Daggett. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad we did it your way.
Could somebody explain what the hell you people are talking about?
We are talking about the way you treat Jill.
How am I treating Jill?
Really, everybody, it's all right.
Did anybody ask you? Let the man answer.
There, that's what I'm talking about.
What?
You treat her like dirt. You call her stupid, you call her dumb.
I was joking. Even she knew that. God, you're as dumb as she is.
Christine, for God's sake.
I can't believe you can't control her.
I can't believe what an acorn head you are. I don't know how you treat women down in Tomtown, but in Haydenville, we treat them as though they were equal.
Hayden.
Don't bother me, Christine. I'm on a roll.
No, look, I think we've said enough.
I'll say you have. Come on, Jill, we're leaving. Bring us our coats.
What if she doesn't want to leave with you?
She came with me. She's leaving with me.
If she doesn't want to leave, she doesn't have to.
Jill, I'll be in the car. You've got 30 seconds to join me.
Seconds! That's a little tiny hand that runs around real fast!
Jill, listen to me. If you want to go. But just understand that you don't have to. No human being has to put up with that kind of crap from anybody.
Well, he doesn't always treat me this way. It's just in front of other people.
Oh, gee, there's an endearing quality.
I know sometimes Tom comes off bad, but I know down deep inside he really cares about me. Boy, 30 seconds really goes by fast.
Okay, just go right in. Make yourself at home.
Ew, is that a rat?
Oh, good. We got him.
Jill, I know you've had a tough night. A big thing happened. But believe me, you're going to be all right.
You really think so?
Oh, absolutely. Your life is going to get better from this moment on.
I believe you. Could you just tell me how? Because I know I'm not too smart, but I do know I'm in a state I've never been in, with people I don't know, and some sort of log cabin. I've got no money, no job, no education, and I don't know where my luggage is. But I'm with you if you say this is good.
Jill, honey, why don't you come on over here and sit in the recliner? You'll like this. Christine, why don't we call your mother one more time? What are we going to do?
I don't know. But the important thing is we got her away from him.
Right. Boy, she has kind of a dopey look in her eyes, hasn't she?
She's a sweet girl. We just have to build up her sense of self-esteem, show her that she can make her own way in the world. Mm-hmm.
Seems to be having trouble with the recliner.
Let me talk to her.
Okay.
Jill, can we get you anything?
I could use the instructions to this chair.
Jill, why don't you forget about the chair and come sit here on the sofa? It's easier.
Jill, Look, we know this is a scary time for you, but this is also a time of tremendous opportunity.
Yeah, you get to start a whole new life.
Yeah? Yeah. One of the things about being with someone who's so domineering is that you never get to do what you want to do.
You get to find out who you really are.
Who are you, Jill?
I'm Jill.
But there's more to Jill than just her name. Jill is a rich, complex woman with needs and desires and goals. What would you like to do more than anything else in this world?
Find my luggage.
Sweetheart, we're going to find your luggage. Right now, let's find Jill.
Before you met Tom Richman, I'm sure you had a dream in life. What was it?
Well, I wanted to be the head cheerleader for a professional sports team.
Well, good for you. That's a goal.
And I accomplished that goal. I was head cheerleader.
Oh, well, good. Then what did you want to do after that?
Lots of things. I wanted to travel, meet interesting people, have nice clothes.
Did you ever think how you might achieve some of those goals?
Well, Amway looked good for a while. But in the back of my mind, I guess I was hoping that the man I'd fall in love with would be a rich man. I always thought it was funny that the man I did fall in love with was a rich man named Rich Man.
Yeah, well, that's funny. Jill, could you back up just a little bit? No, I meant back up to what you were talking about before. You said you're in love with Tom Richman?
Yeah.
Why?
He makes me laugh. And he's really good looking. And he's been great to my family. The minute my mom got sick and wanted to move in with us, he bought her a place of her own. And I really do love him. He is the 8th richest man in America. He's going to be hard to replace.
Honey, I think we ought to call your mother one more time.
Shouldn't we at least go to the phone?
I don't think it matters. I just think we saved somebody that didn't want to be saved.
I don't understand. I was so sure we were doing the right thing.
We were. We did everything that was socially, morally, and spiritually right. We're in it up to our armpits. Jill, what do you say we hop back in that old truck and we go try and patch things up with Tom?
You'd be willing to drive back all the way to Minneapolis tonight? Isn't that going to be almost as long a trip as it was from there?